Well, I've told you something of what the law does, my friend, and sin, when we believe that sin has power over us and the law still has power over us. But now let me tell you what grace does when we know that our sin and our body and the law is not charged against us. Colin Cook here, and How It Happens. Thank you for joining me today. You're listening to a broadcast on the good news about our Heavenly Father and His work in His Son, Jesus, to bring us to the kingdom, to give us faith now so that we can intercept all our struggles and not be overwhelmed with fear and guilt and shame. Now, my friend, we're looking at Romans 6, and remember what Romans 6 is about. It's about a description of life in the kingdom of grace. We had chapter 5, which was life in the kingdom of grace, reconciled to the Father, freed from abandonment under wrath. Now we are looking at freed from the power of sin. And Paul says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. Again, that old man is the natural human being that you live in, your natural humanity. It is counted as executed with Christ, that the body of sin, which we live in, and which is, I think, equated with the old man there, should not have power or be rendered powerless. Now then, how does that work in grace then? Well, the good news is this. When you are tempted or when you are defeated, the Lord has not condemned you under the power of sin and death. And therefore, your heart is open to Him. And you may talk to Him about what's going on. You can say, Father, I sinned, I failed, but I thank you that I am not condemned, and that the power of sin, which can threaten me with eternal death, does not exist anymore. I thank you, Father, that because of this I can talk to you about these things. Now, what you find when you do that, my friend, is that you're not isolated anymore in your own disconnected self, very alone. You have someone to talk to, your Heavenly Father. And the interesting thing is that when you talk to your Heavenly Father, you are experiencing the presence, listen to me now, the presence of yourself. That is to say, we are only true people, true persons, when we have this freedom to have a conversation with God. We feel ourselves as complete or more whole or more mature or more well and healthy when we can have a conversation with God that is not ridden with fear and guilt. So you're talking to your Heavenly Father. And as you are talking to your Heavenly Father, thanking Him that there's no condemnation, you're also noticing something else, a greater ability to bounce back. I sometimes call it a bounce back ability, resilience. It is the truth that when we believe we are condemned by sin and the law, we are so discouraged and so disheartened by a failure that we tend to stay down after the failure for days and sometimes weeks before we go back to God. We feel we have no right to go back. We are condemning ourselves with the feeling that it would be hypocritical to go back. I feel I have to punish myself so I don't go back. All of these crazy ideas go on in our heads. And so people under the law and under the power of sin and death tend to stay down so much longer. And then when they've forgotten the memory of their failure, then they bounce back. And that bouncing back, as I say, may take 3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4 months or 3 or 4 days. But when we know the good news, we bounce back quickly. Now, that doesn't mean to say we feel good about what we did. Of course not. We might say, Father, I feel as though I should throw myself down the cliff of despair. I feel as though I have no right to come to you. I feel as though I am so ashamed I ought to stay in my shame for a while. But I will not, Father. I will come back to you. I will thank you in spite of my feelings that I have the right to come back to you, that my sins have no power to condemn me under the power of death, and therefore I will come back to you. So this is how grace works in that particular area. Now here's another area, my friend. You see, when you're laboring under this guilt and shame and fear all the time, and you feel that your human nature is under the power of death, then you cannot properly evaluate what you have been doing. You're just trying to shift off the guilt. You're trying to slough it off, throw it off. That's your main occupation, how to get back to feeling okay again. So you're not occupied with the dynamics of really what went on, either with whether your sin was with yourself or with someone else, whether it was an isolated a thing that you did on your own or with someone else. You can't evaluate it because you're ridden with guilt and shame. But when you know the gospel, and when you know that you are not identified in that sin because your old man, that is your natural humanity, is counted as crucified, so you learn to throw it off and fight back against guilt and shame and fear, then you can evaluate what you've done. You can say, well, now, let me see. What benefit was that to me? You begin to understand the meaning of the text, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. Okay, I'm not condemned for doing this, but is it beneficial to me, or to her, or to him, or to them, whoever you have been engaged with? You begin to look at it objectively and say, how did I get there? You know, if it is a sin involving getting drunk with somebody or getting high with somebody or having sex with somebody, you no longer say, well, one thing led to another and before we knew it, da 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 da. No, then you say, all right, well, let's see, what was the one thing that led to another? Did I manipulate? Did I seduce? Did I deceive? How did I do that? And this is an enormous eye-opener, my friend. And when you do it, you ask yourself, well, why didn't I do that before? Why was I not able to evaluate that and ask those questions before? Because, my friend, you were under the law and under the power of sin and death, which did not give you the emotional wherewithal to examine the situation, because you were so filled with guilt and shame and fear. People who are filled with guilt and shame and fear do one thing only, my friend, and that is make excuses. That's what Paul implies in 3 verse 19 when he says, now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may become guilty before God. You see, we have been making excuses because deep down in our subconscious, we are under the law and we cannot admit to allowing its guilt. So we repress all that. And then we still, however, make the excuses because we're now dealing with the surface element of the law. But once we have found the gospel, there is no reason and need, there is no necessity to make an excuse. I can say, okay, Lord, this is what I did. And quite honestly, even telling you it, dear Father, I'm not willing to let go of it right now. But I thank you that you are still with me, that the natural humanity I live in is not mine, and we will keep talking about this, Father, and until the body of sin is rendered powerless in this respect. So you see, you bounce back more resiliently, more readily, more quickly, and you also evaluate more truthfully, more in realism. This, then, is part of what living in grace does for you. There are so many people who are dead afraid of living in grace because they think it will give them excuses to sin. Many people presumably assume that about me. They say, this guy's, well, I told you years ago about a pastor who said to a friend of mine, Colin Cook's, Jesus is a Santa Claus. Well, there may be a good comment, a good meaning to that, and I'll take it. But I know he meant it in a negative meaning. It is the very opposite, my friend. Once we learn grace, then we can deal with our struggles in a more open, constructive way, because we are becoming more honest. There's one more thing to say about this. When you know that your old man, that is your natural humanity, is crucified with Christ, the body is rendered powerless, that is, my natural desires are gradually rendered powerless because I am not identified in the old man anymore, in the natural humanity. Do you see, the old man represents your broken down sinful condition. And that's why people keep identifying themselves as addicts, drug addicts, sex addicts, alcoholics, and all the rest of it. But we are free to say, this is not me anymore. You say, that's a liberty, Colin, you should never take. Oh, yes? Well, I'll be telling you about Paul's statements about that soon in chapter 7, because that is precisely what he says in verse 17 and verse 20. Look it up if you want. And so, dear friend, as we learn to know ourselves as redeemed children of God, as not under the condemnation of the law, as not identified with sin, as not identified with death, we slowly have a beautiful conversation with our God about all things, and we find ourselves living in more and more freedom. Friend, if you're listening to this broadcast for the first time, or maybe you haven't been listening to it for long, maybe a few weeks or months, would you give thought, please, to supporting this broadcast with your donations? That's becoming a partner in my book. And if you are blessed by the broadcast, if it is training your faith, if it is leading you to hope and peace, then please give thought to how you could support it. I mean, look at your budget carefully. I'm not asking you to compulsively send something, but rather consider carefully what you can manage. Send your check to FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. That makes you an automatic partner, if you so wish. You can say, I don't want to be a partner, I'm just sending this donation to you. That's fine. FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. I will send you my Cook's monthly message as a thank you, which is on various subjects. We're on the parables right now, and these will train your faith as you go along during the month. If you'd rather not receive any literature, simply say, no literature, please. That's fine. Now, if you'd like to take care of your donation by credit card or debit card, then call me and we'll arrange that at 303-738-8694. That's 303-738-8694. And you can take care of your donation by PayPal if you like. Simply go to our website where you can hear these broadcasts, faithquestradio.com. Thank you, friends. You keep this broadcast going. Well, I'll see you next time. Cheerio and God bless.